It's the award-winning Gutter Show, coming to you on a Saturday, coming to you on match day, which is a very exciting day. Liverpool are going to play some actual football, and we're going to get to see a new signing, I imagine, playing a game, Kostas Tsimikas. I'm joined by Carl Kopak, Adam Melia and Andy Heaton to discuss the latest since you were last with us a couple of days ago. And we're going to talk about... We're going to talk about the name we have to keep talking about. So I'm going to start with you, Adam, because I feel like it's been at least a week since I've heard your opinion on Thiago Alcantara. And I presume you're up to speed. Actually, no, I'm going to start with Carl on this one. I presume you're up to speed with the latest in the last 48 hours, Carl, where Melissa Reddy has come out and, whilst not entirely confirming Liverpool's interest, has not pissed on our chips, so to speak. And that's a sort of nod and a wink that I like. What is your current take on the Thiago? Are you a believer or a sceptic?
I think it's going to happen, to be honest, because it seems like everybody else is saying, yes, we'll do that. That seems fine. The player wants to go. And I always think it's very, very difficult for a player to keep hold of somebody, particularly if they're going to win the Champions League. And everyone's going to be in a good mood. Think, yeah, let's just give him what he wants. He's done his time here. Yeah, that's fair enough. I'm obviously just massively precluding the fact that Bayern Munich win the Champions League. But there doesn't seem to be the usual outright denial or anything like that. And Mel's normally pretty, look, stop it. This isn't happening. What the hell are you talking about? And she's very pointedly not being that at the moment. And she's not alone in that either, I think. So I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to quote Mel here. She said, there is too much uncertainty at present for concrete declarations. Nicely put, Mel. But the basic line from Anfield is that Thiago is a player they would love to have under the right circumstances. And the factor in that is having space in the midfield for him without disrupting squad harmony. Liverpool have sort of, whilst not confirming this in any way, shape or form, Adam, have semi-peddled this line all the way along the line. Like when people like David Lynch have mentioned it, they've talked about how, well, they're going to have to sell Gini Wijnaldum or we're going to have to sell other lads. He's not coming. It's like we can't have nice things unless a not nice thing happens first. You know what I mean, though? Do you think we genuinely do have to get rid of it? They're just bullshitting us a little bit, or bullshitting Bayern a little bit.
No, I change my mind on this quite regularly. I've never stopped thinking that we're going to get him, though.